Right, okay, just a quick one. There's music on here and kids to mine. Happy kids too, because the Dubs won. Good night's entertainment, actually. Very, very different games. The Tyrone-Monaghan match was a nasty, cynical, dirty kind of a affair. Very disappointed with Monaghan, I think, is the short answer. And because after having won Ulster, you know, you would have thought that, well, they had the choice of either celebrating that as a huge success in its own right, or else pushing on and trying to challenge with the All-Ireland. And then they obviously did the first, you know. They just weren't a match for Tyrone, really, at the end of the day. Penrose is sending off to fully justified for a strike. Made it interesting. But even then, when they had the extra man, they couldn't really do anything with it. And then when they lost their own full forward, who was acting the maggot for most of the day, before then, they were really gone. big talking point is obviously Kavanagh's rugby tackle inside the square. I mean, I was going bananas at the time, but I mean, I think in hindsight, you know, it is a yellow card offence, it's not a red card offence, and he did what you'd expect him to do. It was disappointing with Monaghan, but they were limited enough, really, at the end of the day. Now, the question for us, I guess, is what does that say about Donegal? Because they didn't look, you know, Monaghan didn't look all that good. But I tell you, if we do get through, Tyrone are going to be a handful, you know, because they're very well organised. They have lots of good footballers. They're as dirty and as cynical and as sticky as hell. And they will be very, very difficult for opponents, for whoever gets through. Even if it's Donegal, I think Tyrone would be a very hard proposition. Second game was like night and day. Totally different match. Utterly lacking in cynicality. not at all defensive. And I'm just looking down here. Jack McCaffrey's getting the man of the match. Well deserved too. It was his goal, really, that ended the contest. It was a fabulous goal, a brilliant ball in, and Mannion, who didn't have a great game actually, but he played McCaffrey in, and McCaffrey just smashed it in. And really, after that, Cork, there's no way back from Cork. They made numerous attempts to get a goal. They were never going to get it. I mean, they're a very, very clueless team, you know. I don't know. There's a more clueless team in the country. They could have been there till Christmas and they wouldn't have got the goal they needed. And that's got to be the end of the line for Cunahan now, you know. Dublin still, you know, they were saying we haven't been tested. I don't think Dublin have been tested this year by the looks of it, you know, because Cork certainly didn't test them today. And the big thing for Dublin now will be what happens when they face Kerry in the semi-final. Now, assuming it is Kerry, I mean, I don't think Cavan will beat Kerry. Though I think if they're still in it with 10 minutes to go and they can start spreading the ball, you know, they might be the capability of the first Cavan victory over Kerry since the Polo Grounds. But somehow I can't see it happening. I think Kerry are going to win with a bit to spare, and if they do, it's a Kerry-Dublin semi-final, which will be an absolutely shuddering contest, you know. Anyway, that's it. That was tonight. Tomorrow is where it all happens for us, and hopefully, with the hope of God, we'll still be actively interested in it this time tomorrow night. That's it, right?